Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm so glad to have my next guest here with me on what is a troubling and trying day here in the news biz. Her name is Jody Emerson. She is the representative of the 91st Assembly District here in the state of Wisconsin's legislature. She's my special guest for this installment of Broad Appeal. Welcome to the show, Jody. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Maggie. And what a great name for a segment. I love it.
Yes. For those that haven't heard me talk about it before, I don't mean it in a cheeky way. I mean it literally. One, I call myself abroad, so I mean it with love and respect. And two, I think women as candidates, as leaders in politics, have a really broad appeal. They have a true call to service, especially when we see something in our communities that is not working as we wish it would. Let me just start there, since that's the topic that got queued up, Jody. You first ran and won back in 2019. This is a difficult political moment. It was a difficult political moment in 2019. I think it's only kind of exacerbated since then. Why get into politics when there's so much hate and division that seems to define our political discourse these days?
Yeah, so for me, running for public office wasn't anything I ever dreamed of. It wasn't on my, you know, bucket list or five-year plan or 10-year plan, anything like that. It really truly is about service to my community. It's something that I've always done, whether it's different volunteer roles of, you know, being the soccer manager, the PTA mom, whatever. Or as you mentioned before the break, my role in fighting human trafficking, that was about seeing something that was happening in my community and wanting to do something to make my community better. And when the position opened up in 2018 for the legislative district that I live in, I thought, you know what, this is just the next step in service for me. This isn't to give me a title. It wasn't because, you know, I was really upset about Trump being elected 2 years beforehand. It's about serving my community. And that's the hat that I try and wear as often as I can, to do constituent services, to bring good ideas that are happening in my district to Madison, to spread them around to the rest of the state. And honestly, it's what I love about this job. I mean, there's a few things that I don't love about this job, but being in and amongst my community, meeting people, hearing their stories, hearing their wins and their opportunities for improvement, and being able to help with that, that's community service, and that's what this job is about for me.
Folks, that is 91st Assembly District Representative Jody Emerson. Let's talk about your work in human trafficking. Please give some folks an insight into your background. And how did you find yourself becoming an advocate and an activist in the human trafficking space? It's not the first thing that would jump to mind for someone from Chippewa Falls that's got a husband and a couple of kids. Again, how did you come to this sort of work?
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny story. My husband's a longtime journalist. We are both very involved in our community. If my kids were involved in a project, you know, I was the Girl Scout leader. I was the PTA mom. I was the, you know, basketball manager, the soccer manager, whatever they were doing, I was involved in. And then my kids did this really rude thing and grew up. And, you know, decided that they needed to go to college and live their own lives. And I was like, well, shoot, my projects are leaving. Now what do I do with my life? And at the time, my husband was actually working on a story about this new group that was coming into our area, just really grassroots, just education and awareness about human trafficking. And we hear about it internationally. We hear about it in big cities. You don't think about it happening in the Chippewa Valley. And the more I learned about it, the more I realized it wasn't just happening in my town. It was happening in my neighborhood, and it was happening to girls that grew up with my girls. And that's where, like, the mama bear came out in me. And I was like, I can't let this happen without doing something about it. And so that's actually kind of how I got started with legislation as well. So I got involved in just educating myself, talking to schools, talking to hotels, talking to police, talking to anybody who would listen about human trafficking and learning about it, and learned that our laws in Wisconsin weren't really up to speed on what we needed to do to nail the bad guys in the digital age, and also to support victims of human trafficking. And so I got involved in policy, was part of the Attorney General's Task Force for Human Trafficking way back in, gosh, I think it was 2014, 2015, testified on some bills, really tried to get human trafficking and fighting that and understanding complex trauma and how that impacts decisions that people make or that they're forced to make. And, you know, I was down in Madison probably once a week dealing with policy and legislation. And so when Dana Walks, who was in this position before I was, decided he wanted to run for governor and this position opened up, I was like, shoot, I'm down in Madison enough the way that it is now. So let's do this. And it, for me, when I talk about community service, it really truly is something that does impact everything I do, everything my husband does. You know, we could make a lot more money doing other things, but we choose to serve our community, and that's truly important to us.
Folks, again, that's Jody Emerson, one of our state representatives, talking about her background in human trafficking. As long as we're talking about that, Jody, like, let's take some minutes and actually do a little public service announcement style information about this. For folks that work in hospitality, hotels, travel industry, are there some warning signs that people should be aware of if you suspect someone might be trafficked? What does it look like? What are some of those signals? And what should someone do if they see someone that they suspect may be being trafficked?
Yeah, so I think it's hard to say whether somebody is actually being trafficked unless you know a lot about their situation. But I think we always see situations where we're like, something's just not right there. Whether it's, you know, a bad relationship, an abusive relationship, somebody is struggling in some part of their life. And then you walk away and you go, gosh, 10, you know, a day later, you're like, I wish I would have said something to that person. So I think really about it, it's about leading with kindness, just reaching out, whether it's an unhoused person, somebody that seems like they're maybe having some situation going on, and just, you know, in the context of safety for yourself, first of all, I think that's mm-hmm. first and foremost. So important, but to just say, like, hey, is in whatever seems important at that moment, is there something I can do to help you? Are you okay? Do you need something? Sometimes even just a little conversation breaks apart what is happening. Maybe it's a, you know, a intimate partner argument or something like that. And just seeing that somebody else is seeing what is going on maybe stops that from happening. But, you know, it's about power and control. It's about not having control over your own body, your own decisions, and what's happening with you. So really, when we're looking at human trafficking, it's about a commercial sex act, for sex trafficking anyways, commercial sex act by force, fraud, or coercion. There's also labor trafficking that happens in our country. We think about that a lot of times overseas, you know, in sweat factories and things like that. But it can happen in the hospitality industry in our communities. It can happen on farms and things like that. And so, you know, it's about just being aware of your surroundings and kind of following your gut. Don't put yourself in danger, but reach out. And when I was working in the industry, we did a lot of training for hotels and restaurants, knowing what to see. You know, like a big red flag would be if somebody's trying to check in with cash and they say, well, I don't have it now, but if you give me an hour, I can have that cash. Probably a good red flag that something's maybe not right there. So, you know, having those relationships with your local support systems, whether that's a domestic violence shelter, whether it's a violence interrupter in your community, or whether it's your local law enforcement, having those interactions so that you know who to call when you see something is infinitely important.
It is so important. And beyond just the question of folks in vulnerable positions that may be trafficked, your beginning point was to be aware and sensitive to how other people might be doing, and to basically ask someone, hey, are you okay? How are you? Is there something I can do to help you? Boy, do we need a lot of that. And actually,
it sounds like it's being a human, you know, and we need more of that in this world.
I mean, when did we get like lose that skill set of just being sensitive to what other people might be going through and ask them, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help you? I really think, you know, especially in the context of the tragedy this morning in Minnesota, whether it's parents, acquaintances, coworkers, you see someone at your house of worship, wherever it may be, and they don't seem to be doing well, ask them. I have in my own life tried to do that in little ways. And sometimes people have said, no, I'm not okay. Please do X. Now, we get a little conditioned, especially here in, you know, Midwest nice. Oh, I'm fine. Nothing. Don't need anything. But that basic human connection and being aware of how others might be doing. Jody, I want to start the discussion a little bit. We're going to have to take care of a few messages. But to tease for everyone, what I have been finding through particularly this segment, which is every Wednesday at 4:30, we do Broad Appeal and I interview female political leaders, community leaders, electeds, all kinds of amazing women that are active in supporting and lifting up our communities. What I have found that many, many women who have been moms have found their way into politics and they are particularly good at it. So I want to talk a little bit about how being a mom and raising kids was such a great training ground for you as a politician. So we're going to have that conversation with our special guest, Jody Emerson, when we come back. But Jody, let me just start with this very micro question. What was your husband's response and your kids' response when you were like, you know, I think I want to run for office?
It was a process. Let's put it that way. It's because it wasn't ever on my radar. Like I had decided, I think I'm going to do this. And I think it took about a good 6 months of talking to them, to get them on board with it, just because it was going to be such a big change in our lives and, you know, how it would impact everybody, because we know, especially when women run, we get asked questions that the rest of people don't get asked. So we'll touch base on that soon.
Yes, we will talk about those questions that seem to be specially reserved for women with Representative Jody Emerson on today's installment of Broad Appeal. When we come back on the other side, don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.